The English word euphemism comes from the Greek euphemismos, which in turn comes from two Greek words, eu meaning good and phanai meaning to speak. A euphemism is a way of expressing something unpleasant or offensive by avoiding direct reference and substituting a milder word or phrase. Without euphemisms, communication would be almost impossible. Each society has its own taboo areas, topics which are too distressing or too embarrassing to talk about directly. Death, disease, sex, dishonesty, drunkenness, nakedness, fatness, ugliness, old age, and madness are just a few examples. Most people find it difficult to talk about these topics, yet they are facts of life and cannot be ignored. Euphemisms come in a variety of forms. One of the most common avoids the use of embarrassing words by substituting body language or suggestive but meaningless sounds. Would you like to go to the before you leave? The pause filled by perhaps a gentle cough or a quick glance upstairs can be readily interpreted as an invitation to visit the lavatory. Fill the pause with a related but safe word, a word with no unpleasant associations, and you have the most popular kind of euphemism. In a polite social situation, most Americans would prefer to ask the way to the bathroom and would be uncomfortable with words such as toilet or lavatory. Both of these, however, are themselves euphemisms, the original meaning of toilet being a piece of material used to wrap clothes or cover a dressing table, and that of lavatory being a place to wash. Euphemisms are not restricted to words and phrases. Lengthy and roundabout expressions are a common way of avoiding directness. It seems to me that what you are saying does not altogether accord with the truth, can be easily translated as, I think you're lying. Likewise, one could say that she's not the most reliable of people will be readily understood to mean she can't be trusted. Expressions like these contain two key elements of euphemism: light to tease and understatement. Light to tease is a way of softening a strong statement by expressing it as the negative of its opposite, so a problem of not inconsiderable proportions could well be a major disaster, and not the truth equals lying. A lot of euphemisms depend on this use of the negative. If you are not all there, you are mad. If people are not as young as they were, they are old. A similar job can be done by negative prefixes. To say that someone is unwell is a softer and more gentle statement than to say frankly that they are ill or sick. Understatement is another way of taking the heat out of a strong and perhaps upsetting statement. Someone who is short-tempered, obstructive, or otherwise objectionable can be described as difficult. Something that is awkward can be downright dangerous. An awkward step could deposit you on your back at the foot of the stairs, and an awkward customer might give you a black eye. It's not only words. Grammar can be euphemistic too. The use of the passive voice in place of the active is a common way of blurring the directness of a message by shifting the focus of attention away from the subject. A naughty boy might, for example, try to avoid responsibility by saying, "The window got broken," rather than, "I broke the window." Finally, there is the blind them with science school of euphemism, which hides the unwelcome or the frightening behind a long word or a technical term, even better if it is from a foreign language. So a tumor becomes a neoplasm, the sexual organs are the pudenda, and a dustman is transformed into a refuse operative.